Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka, and I welcome you to my channel. I am grateful for all the new subscribers, and I hope that you find the content interesting. And if you have any questions at all, please let me know and I can do a video on it, or if I can answer the question in the comment, I'll do that. So I kind of want to do a fun video today. Actually, I've been thinking about this topic for a while now, and it actually started when I was reading this spy thriller novel by Robert Ludlum called Ambler Alert, or the Ambler Warning. And obviously, it's all about spies and covert operatives and, you know, people kind of doing things undercover, things like that, like really fun stuff. I love that kind of thing. I don't know if you do, because I love mysteries of all kinds. But this kind of thing where you're like kind of going undercover and, you know, trying to figure out a way to beat the system or beat the enemy, whoever the enemy might be, usually the government. I love it. You know, it's just brilliant. It makes me so happy to read this stuff. And, you know, I started thinking a little bit about it. You know, why I love it and, you know, why it kind of speaks to me so much. And I realize it's because I think INFJs would be amazing covert operatives. We'd be great. We'd be great at being a secret agent. And so then I started thinking about it. I was like, okay, so why, right? What are the reasons? And so I kind of came up with 5 or 6 reasons that I wanted to share with you. And then I would love it if you shared your own reasons in the comments of why you think you'd be a great secret agent or why you'd be terrible at it. I mean, there are some reasons why we'd be bad at it too. But I think there's some really good reasons why we'd be brilliant at it. And I'm pretty sure if you kind of did a survey of all the secret agents out there, maybe they would be more INFJs than ENFPs or ENTJs or whatever, you know. But that's just my theory, of course. It's like based on just randomness, not based on any real statistics. But that would be an interesting thing to do. So anyways, so one of the first reasons I believe that an INFJ would be a great secret agent is because we're so empathic. And it is definitely one of our superpowers, but it is also one of the things that you need as a secret agent. I know they're kind of portrayed in the system or in books as a cold, aloof, you know, cold-blooded, but actually really... the truth is that they have a facade of coldness, which we do as well, again, but they're very empathic. You know, they know how people think. They know what people are feeling. They can tell, you know, where what someone's going to do. They can kind of predict all of these things using their intuition. And again, that's another one of our superpowers. We have really good intuition. We can talk to people. We know what they're all about. We can kind of gauge in an instant what the person is all about, and we can kind of, unfortunately, yes, manipulate them as well, which is what secret agents would do. But a lot of times we don't manipulate. We just use that information to either help them or just to learn more about people, right? So again, so we're very empathic. We have a really high intuition. And both of those things are things necessary for a secret agent, right? Because you're going into all these situations. You need to gauge the situation in like an instant and figure out, okay, what am I supposed to do here? Who is the enemy? Who is the person I can trust? and all that. And all that requires empathy. It requires us to understand other people's feelings, understand where they stand, understand where we stand in relation to them, understand where we stand in relation to everything around us and the environment. And so all of that, you know, gauging the environment, gauging the person, gauging the situation, all of that requires our intuition. It requires introverted intuition. And we're really good at that. It's our superpower, right? So I think that'd be one thing that we can definitely bring to the field if we were a secret agent. Good. Okay, so we got two reasons why. Now, I think the third reason why we're so, like, we could be good as being a secret agent is because we're quiet. And we're very quiet, and we're unobtrusive is the word I kind of think of. Because, yes, you know, we kind of attract attention of people who need it. We'll be sitting on a park bench, and people will come and talk to us. But because we're so unobtrusive, we're quiet, you know, we don't, like, you know, splash about. We don't, like, run about or yell or do all that stuff. We don't garner attention towards ourselves. We don't want the spotlight. You know, we kind of, like, want to hide in the shadows. That's brilliant. That's exactly what a secret agent needs to do, right? A secret agent doesn't go around blathering about unless they want to garner attention for some particular reason. But mostly they're in the sidelines. They're in the shadows. They're kind of hiding. They're doing their thing in the darkness. And I think we'd be really good at that because we're pretty much living our lives like that. You know, we're always in the shadows. We're always hiding. We're always being introverts. We're in our caves, right? So we can just bring that talent over to the field and become a secret agent and do that for a living. Another thing I wanted to say is that, you know, we're really good at getting people onto our side. People trust us somehow, very easily. It could be because of our empathy. It could be because of our intuition. It could be because we don't, you know, we usually don't have any ill intentions towards people. We don't care. We just want to do our work and let the world go to whatever it's doing. And so perhaps whatever the reason is, people trust us. You know, animals will trust us instinctively. Babies will trust us. Babies will just want to come into my arms and be like, oh, they want me to hug them, but I just met them. And children, you know, will trust us. And human beings in general will trust us. You know, I have butterflies and birds landing on my body all the time, you know. And geckos as well, which is kind of scary. So, you know, we are trustworthy. We kind of are able to kind of get people on our side very easily. And that's a definite skill that you need to have as a secret agent, as a covert operative. You know what? You want people to get on your side so they can give you information, right? Because that's what we're trying to get as a secret agent. We're trying to get information that you can't get otherwise. And we don't actually even sometimes have to use our body for it. You know, we don't have to get sexual about it. We can just be sitting there and listening carefully and calmly. And the person's like, oh my God, you're such a good listener. Let me tell you everything about myself, right? And again, you know, I'm saying that because, you know, we do it on a daily basis, not to manipulate people, but to help them because we have the savior complex. But if we were a secret agent, we could be using that for our advantage, to do our job, whatever it is that we're trying to do. And so I think that's definitely one reason why we'd be great at this. All right. And then another couple of reasons I was going to say is that, you know, we don't, because we're overthinkers and overplanners, I think that trait normally is a little bit of a deterrent in our life because we're always overthinking, overplanning. But as a secret agent, I think overthinking, overplanning is going to work out really well. It's only that you have to make sure that you cut it off and don't get anxious about it, because you can't have an anxious secret service agent, right? That would be a bad combination. But if you're healthily thinking about the future and planning for the future and planning your operations out and planning out all of your core things, where I'm going to go here, I'm going to do this, I'm going to here, plan B is this, plan C is this, you know, we'll do all that very easily. It's like inherent in us. Yeah, so I think that would be really, really a positive if we became a secret agent, because we'd be using all these talents to, like, you know, create all these plans and all these operations and missions. And we'll take care of all the contingencies. So if anything happens this way, then we'll have a plan B for it. And then if this happens, then we have a plan C for it, you know? So I think it would be really great if we did become a covert operative. I think we'd be really good at it. I also wanted to say that, you know, INFJs, because of their overthinking, we do end up sleeping very less, very little in general. Not a good thing, obviously. We should be sleeping more. But, you know, we'll wake up early because we're excited about something that we're working on, or we'll go to sleep late because we're excited about a project, or we got distracted by something we're doing. In general, I think that that kind of trait is something that a secret agent could use, because they don't spend that much time sleeping, I'm sure, because they're doing all these, especially on a mission. You know, when you're on a mission, you're kind of not sleeping, you're awake all the time, eating very little, drinking very little water, focused on your task, on your project, on your mission. And we're very good at that. You know, once we get focused on a project, something that we really care about, we don't eat, we don't drink, we don't think about anything else, we don't talk about anything else, we don't even know that the world exists, we don't even know people in our life exist. You know, we're completely focused on the project. And I think that's a great trait for a secret agent. You know, like when we're in a mission mode, everyone will know, because that's how we are in normal life as well, that we are in mission mode right now. Do not disturb. Because we're not going to care anyways. We're not going to remember to reply back to you if that was the case. Or we're not even going to realize or remember that you exist for those 3-4 days or a week or whatever, however long it takes. Another reason is that, there are many reasons, but another couple of reasons is that we're extremely intelligent. INFJs have... You will notice that about yourself, of course, as well. But in general, whenever you meet an INFJ, instantaneously you'll notice that they're extremely intelligent. Some INFJs are able to use their intelligence in a very good, positive way, and they're able to use it to their benefit. Others are, it's a curse to them. They're really intelligent. They know everything, and that they use that information to get paranoid, to get obsessive, to get afraid, fearful, cynical, bitter, and all that, right? You know where I'm going with this. But because we're so smart, because we're so intelligent, and we have the introverted intuition that makes all these connections, all these dots connected here and there, I know this is how it works and this is how that works. All of this intelligence and intuition is a brilliant thing that a covert operative that's an INFJ could use on the field. You know, we know where we're going, we know how this is connected to that, we know how this person is going to be related to this other person, we know how the situation can turn into that other situation. You know, like, we'll be able to connect the dots very easily and make quick decisions and go forth and be successful in our mission, I imagine. So that's definitely one of the traits that I think would be useful in our mission strategy. We also have, when we get excited about something, we have a lot of energy. We just are a bubbling, boisterous, cheerful sort of energy, right? Like, I know that when I'm excited about something, and you can see when I'm really excited about this video, I'm just like, la, 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 la. You know, we speak really fast and we get really excited. We have a lot of energy. And then obviously we deflate and then we have to rest. But then, and then once we rest, we're back again. We're like, ooh, I'm energetic again. I mean, I don't even drink coffee. Like, I don't need any kind of caffeine or any kind of stimulant. I am, as soon as I wake up in the morning, I'm like up and I'm ready and I'm ready to go kind of thing. It's also because I'm excited about life and the projects I'm working on. But as a Secret Service agent, I'm guessing you are excited about your project or your mission, because that's what you chose, your life. So then, you get up as an INFJ, you're like, wow, I'm ready. Let's do this mission. Let's get this done with, kind of thing. So I think that would be a really positive trait as well. And finally, I wanted to add that we're also really highly independent, wanting to do everything by ourselves, not relying upon anyone else. And that kind of trait is exactly what a Secret Service agent needs. You know, they're always relying only upon themselves. They're by themselves in the field. A lot of times people don't even know that they're there. You know, they have like a code name that is used for them. And only a couple of people in the government agency know that they even exist. And so, you know, they're pretty much like a lone wolf in the field doing their work and making sure that the mission is successful. And I think that completely describes an INFJ. I mean, this is who we are. We're a lone wolf. We're independent. We're hyper-independent, I would even say, because it's like a trauma response from the past. And I'll do a video on that in the future. But, you know, we are hyper-independent and we don't rely upon anyone else. We want to do everything ourselves. And that's a trait definitely that we could use on the field when we're on one of our missions. So I think those are all the points that I wanted to share. I'm sure there are other reasons that you can come up with why INFJs would be great Secret Service agents or covert operatives, whatever you want to use, whatever word. Let me know in the comments below what you think. I really love the idea of this video, so I'm really excited. I hope that you like it as well. And again, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being on my channel. I appreciate all the support and love I'm getting from all of you all over the world. I hope you're staying safe and healthy, and I shall see you in the next one. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Hold up. Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.